This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Son of God. Glory to you, our Father. Blessed be your name, O God. Oh, we give you praise. Oh, we give you praise. Oh, we give you praise. Honor to you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Good day, everybody. Glory to Jesus for the mercy and the privilege to gather us again for School of Biblical Truths, which is our midweek service. And by God's grace, we cannot deny the Lord's coming. We cannot deny the Lord's appearing to us. We are grateful for his coming. Thank you, because we have massive trust of the Spirit to come into. John 3 from 30. Thank God that we are in the season of receiving the new things of God. And this is receiving new things of God. New things of God is different from former things. There is former things which are old. Former things are old. Former things are the things of God. Similitude, shadow. They are the things of his end. They are not things of the... They are not things that are born of God. They are not things that are born of God. They are things from God, but they are not things of God. They are not things that are born of God. They are not God's materialities. Just like they are not things of heaven and earth that are born of God. Because there are heaven and earth that are created. But there are heaven and earth that are born of God. They are proceeding out of God. They are coming down from God. Revelation 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. What they call first heaven and first earth, we're talking about both habitat and inhabitat. When God made former heaven, or the first heaven, and all for the former is the first heaven and the first earth, when God made them, either the first or the former, or the old heaven and the old earth, God made the habitations to pass away. But God intentionally, God designed the habitat. Is that the habitat? Yes, sir. Habitat are beings. Habitat. Eh? In habitat. Habitat to pass away. But in habitat, the way God designed habitat, in habitats are to they remain. Habitation, habitat will pass away. But the habitat of this thing, they will remain. I'm talking about habitat with souls that are to be reckoned. Even the old, including the one that rebel. Habitation will pass away, but in habitat, because the way the habitat was designed, there are things that they put inside the inhabitat that will not make them to pass away. They were not in habitat. And one of the critical things that inhabitat art is that our inhabitat art souls that habitat do not have. Habitat do not have. Though habitats and habitation are living. They are all living. But they lack things. I'm trying to tell us the wisdom to compare it to the new things of God. Habitats were framed by the word. Habitat has ways. But they do not have spirits. Or they do not have the law of inhabitants. That's why they were passed away. But because they were just product of the word. So you can make the word of God of no effect. But inhabitants have more than word. Inhabitants have law. Or inhabitants are spirits. Or inhabitants are programming of testaments, covenants, and books which habitat do not have. Habitat is just a product of the word. But inhabitat are product of the word. They are products of the law. That will say the heaven of old that was abided in and out of water. 2 Peter 3, 5, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens, we are of old, and the earth standing out of water and in water. I want you to see. Regular Amplifier said, for they willingly forget the fact that the heavens existed long ago by the word of God, and the earth was formed out of water and by water. Was formed out of water and by water. So by water means that the earth was formed by the word, not only heaven. Because by water means word. Like may sanctify by washing water by the word. Out of water, formed out of water, and by water. So, heaven and earth were word made. Because they were all habitations. They were domains. But God is more than words. Words are powerful. So shall my word be. So it's standing, meaning that, and where, and standing. Standing there is, it abide. Because the integrity of the word is not just to live, but to also abide. Or remain it. So though the word can abide or the word can remain, it can continue. Now when they were describing that in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 10. And thou, Lord, in the beginning had laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thy remainest. Take note of this. They say heavens and earth, they will perish. They are the works of his hand, they will perish. But I said something, the words live it and abide it. And the heaven and earth are product of the word. They shall perish, though they are abiding, but because they are just only word-based, they don't have other things. Because God is not just word. God is word. God is spirit. Spirit. And God is not only spirit. God is blood. 1 John 5. Record. There are three that bear record. 1 John 5, 6. Who is he that overcometh the world? Even he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood. So what is water? Water is what? What is blood? Blood is life. Blood is life. Blood is life. The Bible says, for the life of it is in the blood. Blood is life. Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for soul. So if blood is life, blood is soul. So the earth does not have soul. Now I started by saying that one of the gifts of inhabitants that they have soul. Inhabitant. That's why even animal has soul, but their soul cannot ascend. Their soul descend. That's why they don't allow them to reckon. Although God told Noah after the flood, he said he would require of blood if any animal kill. Genesis 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto him, be fruitful and multiply. And replenished the earth, just as what the commandment they gave to Adam. Yes, sir. This is after the earth had been cleansed. And God started again. What Peter said, the war that was the in 2 Peter 2:5. And spare not the old war, but save Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the word of the ungodly. I was in with the word of the ungodly. So after that, God started the word again. And God kept the word for Noah eighth soul. So God started with it, the fulfill and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth. And upon every fowls of the air, and upon all that move upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, unto your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life, thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat? Because I have said it in the book of Leviticus, have we read that? The blood is the atonement for soul. So blood is equal to life. Life is equal to soul. That is Matthew 16:25-26. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall he give in exchange for his life? Exchange for his soul. Then he now render it this way. And said a grain of corn fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. For whatsoever will save his life, can you see, shall lose it. And whatsoever will lose his life, can you see, life, for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul, or what a man give in exchange, or what a man use to in atonement, or reconcile, or in exchange. So, blood equal to soul. Blood is equal to life. Life. So, for him to say, what shall he give in exchange for his own soul? Or what shall he give in exchange for his own blood? Blood. Both Jeremiah and Ezekiel. He said, if the watchman do not warn a man, and he continue in his transgression and iniquity, he said he require the blood. Another place, he does not say the blood, he said require such a soul. Another place, he said he require such a life. You find that in Jeremiah, you find that in Ezekiel. So they will use the word, sometimes they use soul, sometimes they use the same word, they repeated it like thrice. Sometimes they will use the word soul. Sometimes they will use the word life. Sometimes they will use the word blood. Ezekiel 3:17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman over the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die. And God giving him not the warning, nor spare to warn the wicked from his way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. Then, when I said unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die. I give him no warning for speaker to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require, I die. And Can you see? So he used the word
life,
blood. Then, verse 19, yet if thy one the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou have delivered thy soul. So I just want you to see that God is more than what? Like what I read for us in book of 1 John 5 from 5. There's the water and blood. This is it that came by water and blood. Even though Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit. So there's the water, there's the blood, and there is the Spirit. I just want you to see this. The water, the blood, and the Spirit. The water is the word. Oh, according to John 14, says the water is the way. The truth is the blood. The truth is the blood. When I say I am the way, the truth, and the life, you seem to say, I am the word. I am the water. I am the blood. I am life. I am spirit. Because when you arrive at life, you have arrived at spirit. It's the love, the spirit of life. Life is spirit. And these are the three components of new things in God the Father that the Son of God ministers. The Son of God ministered the water. The Son of God ministered the blood. The Son of God ministered the Spirit. So to minister the water through the agency of the word. Agency of the word. There's an agency that carry the water is the word. To minister the bread and water or the seed and rain is through the agency of the word. To minister the blood, it is the law. Without the law, there is no... So the agency of the blood is the law. That is through the agents. No, agents are carriers. Or agents are the executor. So the agency of the world is what minister the way. Or the agency of the blood or the agency of the truth is the law. The blood is the truth.
Yes, sir.
Truth is the word of the real.
Yes, sir.
The real. Opposite of reality is vanity. Is vain. So when you say a man have come to know the truth, you say a man have come to what? To know that which is real. And because if you don't know that which is real, you will not be free. I love that word. You need to know that which is real to be free. Because that's what truth does. So another word is that a flesh without blood is not yet real. Reality has not started running in that flesh. If you have a flesh, he has water, he has meat, he has without blood, he has not been brought into the arena of engaging reality. So you see that habitation, we are made out of the agent of the word. But that's all what an habitation has. They don't have the law. They don't have agency of the law. They never work on habitation and habitat. It is only in habitat that art both the agency of the word, agency of the law, which is the what? The blood and all the truth. And eventually have agency of the spirit, which bring forth life. Because it is the letter killer. It is spirit that gives life.
Yes,
so that's what I say. The spirit is an agent of life.
Yes,
the law is an agent of blood.
Yes,
And the world is an agent, agent of the way, or agent of bread and water. That means God is giving more clarity to say these things. So our heavens and earth and underneath the earth, we are framed by the word of God. But when it came into the inhabitants, they used beyond the world to frame them, including all angels and man. They gave them more than agency of the world. For example, when you look at every habitation, there are ways.
Yes, sir.
When you read Genesis chapter 6, they talk about men have communicated the way of the Lord on the earth. The earth has ways. In Genesis 6:12, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. So the earth has the way, as we. So, because why? The earth, we are made out of the word of God. And the word of God, we develop way. But the earth do not have the agents of truth and blood, which is supposed to bring forth reality.
Yes,
reality according to God.
Yes,
so if you get to earth, because the product of the way, you can think that what you see on earth are real. But you need to go to Hebrew chapter 1:3 for you to understand that what you see on earth or you see in heaven in habitat are not real. Hebrew 11:3. Through faith, we understand that the words, we are framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen, we are not made out of the things that do appear. So when you see the earth, you see things on earth, the earth, they are not real.
Yes, sir.
They are not in the word of the real. Though they came out by the word of God. Because, why? Because they are not product of the agent of the law of God. So if you are carried away with what you see in heaven, when you are carried by what you see on earth, you will have cheated yourself. I felt that this is one of the illusions that Lucifer fell into here. When he said, we are set upon the throne of God. Because God in heaven is unseen. What he saw, when God had prepared his throne in heavens, what Satan was taking is the throne of God in heaven, we are made. God, everlasting, beginning, true, and eternal. What Jeremiah called the glorious high throne. We are invisible. No man, no creature has seen that anytime. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. So, but God prepared thrones in the heavens. But the throne that God prepared in the heaven are not the new throne of God. They are not the truth. And the true throne of God, they were all similitudes. They were all figures. They are all copies. The way they are all replica. The way God charged Moses that he should do that. He built according to the pattern he's showing upon the mount. Which we are, what he called was a figure, was a type, was a shadow of the original. So, the throne that God prepared in the heaven, that Lucifer said, I will ascend above the throne of God, and I will sit. So, what he called the throne of God there, you do not know that was not. So, it was just a figure of the truth. And that was what deceived his heart. He fell for a lie. He was lied to. He thought that was the truth. That was the truth and the truth. Because God kept the truth, which is the product of who he is in himself. But God gave them their own truth. God gave them their own law. So I told you, every habitat has their agent of the word. Their agent of word, their agent of the law, and they are agents of spirits. And they are in different measure. You find that in the book of John chapter 3. He whom God have sent, speaketh the word of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. So there is the word, there is the spirit, and there is the law. There's the word, there's the law, and there is the agency of the word, agency of the law, agency of the spirit. Hebrews 2:5. For unto the angel did not put in such the word to come whereof we speak. So we can see that I'm just saying that the word which are heavens and earth, they remain. They are not sure. Nothing can be sure if the thing does not have truth or the law, because it will take truth to bring him into the world of reality, where it's real. It's not that the world does not make things real, but things that the world makes is not as real as it should. We are just talking about degree of strength. We are talking about strength of materiality, the quality of it. So that's why it's possible for the world to pass away, the former world. My labor is that to tell you that there is similarity and a great difference between habitat and inhabitat. That habitats were made solely by the word of God. But when it came into the inhabitable angels, an habitat of heaven, they had more than the word of God that made them, that formed them. They were made also by the law, agency of the law. Law and the law, you can do that, the law of the blood. There's an investment of blood. They were investment of the blood. That's the reason why before God brought forth the New Testament, the blood of bull and of goat can still purify the flesh and can be used for exchange for souls, because those beasts are certain things in measure. They are certain things that are real on the inside. That man has lost his own.
Yes.
Man has lost his own laws that God put in him, that is the law of truth.
Yes,
which is a type, a figure, a similitude of that which is truth, which of the new of truth and new of truth that is in God. But God gave it to man. So man lost his own faster than some beast. Where man can still be innocent, you find that lambs, sheep, they kept something, they still keep some things that are still natural inside of them. Where man have lost his own natural thing, natural use, they still keep some things. They still retain their bloodline was still pure. And those bloodline, they kept some realities. And so God could use them in exchange for man to atone for man's soul, to atone for man's life, to atone for man's blood. Because those beasts, those animals, that God does not allow them to bring dog. Because dog eats vomit, swine. Those things are God likening it to uncleanliness. But they are clean animals. To be clean is not because their skin don't have dirt. The clean is the cleanness of their laws.
Yes, sir.
Cleanness of the life that they still preserve. God could build a testament around that thing for more than 2,000 years. And establish as an ordinances to be practiced by a nation. And while you look for every other nation of the earth, when they do their sacrifice to their God, they don't use these clean animals. They use violent animals. They use dogs. Even in this side of the world and the part of the tribe, they offer their dog with what? With dogs. With a lot of unclean, with pigs. To their dogs. Swine. But God chose clean animal. And what was in that clean animal is their laws. You never see any lamb eat another lamb. But a dog can still eat a puppy when it's hungry. Man also move into extreme things. All these same-sex marriages, same-sex union, that is, those are things that you find they are unclean. Because man has eroded his own law, his truth that God put there. He has eroded his truth. That's law, is that it's a transgressor.
Yes, sir.
Because that is what 1 John 3 said. He transgressed the law. He transgressed the law. They are transgressors of the law. Why beasts transgressed their laws? Because they also have law in them. Their law was low. That's what I read for us, the book of Genesis that I read after the flood. I require from that beast. Surely, from verse 4, but flesh with life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat? And surely your blood of your life will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. At the hand of man, at the hand of every man, brother, will I require the blood, the life. Can you say, use your flesh, life, or life, require the life of man. Now, I say something, look at me. So when you see beast, God, say it will require life from the beast. Because beasts have soul. But their soul cannot ascend. So God designed soul that can ascend. The highest soul, every creature that God made, or every inhabitant God made, God can require or account. They are able to give account for their soul. For every man will stand before the judgment to give account. So even we see the beast of the field yesterday, we give account. But their account is not to cast them into the lake of fire. But God told Genesis in the book of Genesis, but to give account for beast, from every beast and from every man. And that's what God did. You remember, God asked Cain of his brother. And after he said, am I my brother's keeper? And God told him, the blood, the voice. Amen. What is the voice? This is not just the voice of word. It's the voice of the law. And the voice of the spirit. Because there are three voices. There's a voice of word. There's a voice of the law. Or another voice of the law is the voice of blood. There's a voice of water. When you read the book of Isaiah and Psalm, the voice at the waterfall, or the voice of water. The voice of the Lord is upon the water. But also the voice of the Lord, because they are all agents. There's also the voice of the Lord in the blood, which you read book of Hebrew 12. So the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. So there's a voice. What has voice? Then you see Book 12, 19. And the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words. With voice, they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. What is the voice of this world? The voice of this world is what Hebrew 2 was saying. We need to give our earnest heed to the word spoken to us. Lest at any time we should let them sleep. For if the word spoken by angel, we are steadfast, every disobedient Jacob may receive a just recompense of the word. How shall we neglect, if we neglect so great salvation, which have before begun to be spoken by the law and was confirmed to us by them that I heard him? God also bring them witness with both with signs and wonder and with diverse miracles and gift of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. A big amen. For unto the angel has he not put his urgent the word to come whereof we speak. So the word has voice because they're agency.
Yes, sir.
They are living.
Yes, sir.
Because the word of God liveth and abideth.
Yes, sir.
Leave it and abide it. That's what 1 Peter chapter 1,
yes, sir.
23. And also Hebrew chapter 4.
Yes,
the word of God is quick and powerful. NIV said the word of God is living,
yes,
and active. A big amen. So the word has voice. Agents of the word have voice. So Heaven, we are made out of the agency of the world. So that's why our habitation, habitat, they are living.
Yes, sir.
And they abide. Heaven is here. Heaven, former heaven is still abiding till now. Because by the nature of the word that framed it, they abided. They endure. And that was what Hebrew was saying. Hebrew 1 from verse 10. They are comparing habitation with the Lord, who the Lord is. And thou, Lord, in the beginning have laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remaineth. That's the Lord remaineth. Heavens and earth will perish. Though they are standing, they abide, but they are standing. But thou remaineth. They shall all wax old as doth a garment. And the virtue that shall fold them up, they shall be changed, but thou art the same. Can you see? So they are describing the Lord and his habitation. Thy years shall not fail. And to which of the angels he said at any time, sit at my right hand, until I made thy enemy thy footstool. I did all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister to them which shall be of salvation. So to be heirs is to inherit things that make God not to fail,
yes,
things that make God not to change, things that make God to be the same, things that make God to remain,
yes,
which heaven's habitation do not have. A big amen.
Amen.
And what does God add that habitation does not have? Because when you read Isaiah and you read some of the prophets, they will talk about idol that have mouth that cannot speak, that have hands but cannot move, that have leg. He said in Isaiah, they are the workmanship, of the world, smiths. He said, they are like their maker. They are like what? Their maker. What they made is like the works of their hands. 4-7, let's read it. Their idols are silver and gold, the works of men's hands. So they said that all heaven and earth are the works of God's hand. They are the works of their hand.
Yes,
you also find it, in Hebrew 1, you find it in 2 Peter chapter 3. Their idols are silver and gold, the works of men's hand. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ear, but they hear not. Nose have they, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they undo not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speaketh they through their throat. They that made them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusted in them. The idols of the heathens are silver and gold, the works of men's hand. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes they have, but they see not. They have ear, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouth. I love that one. Breath in their mouth. They that made them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusted in them. But this is not like our God. I think Isaiah remember it, but this is not like our God or our Lord. So yeah, they were comparing the works. They were comparing the works of God's hand in Hebrew chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 3, with what we read in Ezekiel, with the works of man's hand. We saw that works of man's hand are equal to exactly who he is.
Yes, sir. Okay.
But when you check about heavens and earth, which are God's handwork, God did not produce idols. God's workmanship are even in former creation, which are old. Or what he called the former creation, he also called it what? The world that was. God didn't make the earth, the heavens. God, they are not idols. Because God put something in them that does not make it idol. God gave them word. Man, when man make idol, man cannot make idol with word. So man's idol, those things were a work of God's hand. But God put an agency of his word in heavens and earth. That's why heaven and earth are not idols. Because they are product of God's word. But when man made anything of man's hand, man cannot, he only made it without word. Yes, I'm talking about man. Because man is the least.
Yes, sir.
Adam, before he fell, could put words and laws in creature. Like what the beasts that came out of the earth did to the image that was made for the beast that came out of the sea. Adam, God brought every animal that he made out of the ground. He made them out of the ground with the words of his hand. He formed them in Genesis 2 and brought them to Adam to see what he will call them. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. So Adam was giving them something that Adam could do, but that thing became corrupted. That's what Adam called them. Adam was not making idols out of things. Because why? Adam had something in him. He has the breath of life. He has breath of life. Adam's spirit was still in sync, though the spirit was earthy. And his soul was earthy. The soul of Adam was made out of earthy realm. The spirit of Adam was made out of earthy realm. But beyond the earth to them, God also breathed into man. A big amen. God breathed into man the breath of life. That breath of life was very, 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 very to govern the earthy spirit and earthy soul. That breath of life was a bit higher than what Adam's spirit and soul. That thing was a program, it was an installation. God installed. That breath was an installation. So Adam's spirit was, and spirit and soul, were products of not just the word. They were also product of the word of the law. And by putting breath into it, we are product of spirits. Because breath is spirits. It's a spirit in man. The inspiration Almighty give you understanding. Bread. And now people just say, in the book of James, that's what we call it the spirit of Almighty. What you call bread of Almighty. In book of James, call it some bread of Almighty, or call it spirit of Almighty. He used the word bread of the Almighty, and that place use the spirit of the Almighty. The spirit of God has made me. The bread of Almighty has given me life. So no, bread is connected to life. So breath of Almighty is the life that God gave to that soul. Is the word, the law, and spirit. Spirit is the soul for life. So Adam had three of them. He had the word, he had the law, and he had what? Spirits. Adam's spirit, soul were not just products of the word. Always. He was earthy. And in earthy are ways. But beyond earthy, even the soul, God also gave him the law. What was the law? Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. The earth is not in God's image.
Yeah.
The earth is not in God's likeness. In our, so those were deposits of what? Deposits of law. And eventually, God now brought breath of life. Image, likeness, and what? And breath of life. Breath of life is spirits. God, breath, spirit. Likeness is law. Who is like God? We are talking about nature. Something that's meant for nature. The Son of God, which is the last Adam, receive the new things of God. He that have received his testimony. He that have received his word. He came into his own received him not, but as many as received, gave them power. So another word for power, to many as received, give them power. You must have received him. Even to them who believe on his name. Believe on his name, there's to believe on his word. Or to believe on his faith. You can't take power without believing on his word, which is his name. And his name is his faith. Because it's faith in his name. It's faith in his name. Revelation of his name is to show forth his faith. And his faith is his word. Or revelation of his name is the workability of his way. When his name is being revealed, his way is being shown. For manifest your name to them. In John 17, manifesting his name is manifesting the way to them. The way which is by the word. So to say I am the way, me, I am the name.
Yes, sir.
Which means the agency of the word is to show forth the way of his name. That's how you read in book of Psalm 23. That leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Path is way. So when, and path cannot be revealed without the word. Is the word, is the word, is the word, is the word, is word. Which is his faith. When his faith, what is faith? His faith is what make up his part in our soul. And his part, the first part of his work in our soul is on our conscience. Because conscience is the place where judgment is set. And judgment is a place of parts. It's a place of way. You'll find that in the book of Proverbs 8. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. My food is better than gold. Yea, than fine gold. This was wisdom talking. My revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of path of judgment. It is when I've led you that I might cause those that love my way, that love my path, to inherit strength. What is substance there? Is truth. Is to inherit substance of truth and to inherit life. That I may cause those that love me if you don't love my word. If you don't love my word, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substances. And I will feed their treasures. And I will feed their treasures. You inherit substances and I feed their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. So, heaven has God's ways. Earth has God's ways. When they created, God used the word to put ways in heaven. Heaven has ways. Former old ways. Old path. When you hear in Baba, show us the old path, old ways, and start daring. Jeremiah 6:16. Thus says the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. As for the old path, where is the good way and what daring? And ye shall find. So if you don't walk, you will find. You shall find. Thus said the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where's the good way? The good way, the good way, the good way. So there are ways and there's the good way. And walk therein and ye shall find rest for your souls. For they say we will not walk therein. So you must ask. If you don't ask, you won't find. Ask. Eh? And it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. So in that Jeremiah 6:16, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the ways and ask and see. Stand ye in the way and see and ask. You ask so that it can be given. Then you seek so I can find. As for the old part, where is the good way? What daring? And you shall find. So for you to find what you are sick. So this way I move beyond just asking. He asked what he received. So he asked, and when he asked, he received to stand. Jeremiah 6:16. Stand ye in the way and see, and ask for the old, 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 the old way, the old path. We are part of that living soul trod. Old path on earth that men corrupted. It's old. They are things that keep old commandments. Those paths were wired with old commandments. So paths, way, word are commandments. The earth are commandments. When you read them, you see what keep the sea on earth, what keep the sun, the moon that are on earth, they were commandments. Say the sun, the water, I say commanded the water not to go beyond their band. All those things, those were ways of the earth. They are ways. Ways with paths. Way of the earth with paths. And that's how man was designed like that. Adam and Eve and so on. They are way of the earth. Earthy way.
Yes, sir.
With paths.
Yes, sir.
But they corrupted the way. They also did violence to the law.
Yes, sir.
And eventually, what? In Genesis 6, verse 2, they also straw. They always straw with the spirit, which with the breath of life. So God was watching them. So God was watching them until they straw with, when they begin to strive with spirit, God knew that God had to release their life. Even when they corrupted the way and they transgressed the law, they corrupted the way, they transgressed the law of God. Because how did they transgress the law of God? How did they transgress the law of God? They transgressed the laws of God through their thoughts. When they began to have thoughts, their thoughts. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. That every imagination of the thought of his heart was evil continually. Those are laws. What they wrote in them, they were turning for. For it's not what I enter into a man that defines what can proceed. So man did not only corrupt the ways, man also was corrupted his thought and imagination of his heart, which are the places of the laws of God. Those law thoughts. Imagination, they were thought, they were imagination, they were laws of God. Those are the laws of God. Because God is law coming to you through thoughts. We were talking about say which was teaching in the book of Romans. There were some people that have laws that were written, but there's some people that are not that their thoughts, either excusing, their thought became a law to them. Their thought was a law to them. And with their conscience, the thoughts of their conscience were written. For when the Gentile which have not the law do by nature the things contain the law, this having not the law are a law unto themselves, we show the words of the law written in their heart, their conscience also bend with them, and their thought, the mean we are accusing or excusing one another. So thought, conscience, we are lost. Written in the heart.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So when God is bringing and say, send your thoughts, to my call. You are saying, God, send your law to me. Send me your truths. Because God's thoughts are reality. As heaven is higher from the earth, so am I away from your ear and my thought from your thought. When God's thought visits you, Bosa, God's law has visited you. Every of God's thoughts. Every of God's thought that visits your heart, every of God's thought, that's why they try to re-engineer your conscience before the laws of God.
Yes.
That's why when they begin to teach you the word, the word of God will make your conscience good. Faith.
Yes,
all this say with a good conscience.
Yes,
You should not ever have faith in your heart and your conscience are not being worked about to become good, because your conscience is about to be a devil of laws.
Yes,
thought, because if your conscience is not good, when thought of God will not be able to fly to you. Now you're a person that you are very, very negative oriented. You don't see, it's only what people do wrong you see. You don't see good of people. You never have God's law will never work in you. Because you have not allowed faith, which is a product of the word. Because law is a product of truth, which is blood. That's when blood work starts. Blood work. The blood work starts within a soul. And until law start working in you, you won't receive freedom. To receive freedom from nature. Nobody can change nature when his thoughts is not being uttered. Nature changed by thoughts visiting you. The wicked man must change his thoughts, your righteous man ways. Then you can now begin to alter nature. So God does not start by changing our nature. God starts by changing our thoughts.
Yes, sir.
God starts changing, we change our thoughts, changing our thinking, our imagination, renewing our mind. But God does not move into our mind. He moves to our conscience first. The conscience, I told you, the conscience is the room. God begins to work on the room of the soul. The mind is the window. The heart is the door. God begins to walk upon your window. God starts from inside the room. God comes to the door and God moves into your windows. God starts walking, rearranging things in your room, your conscience. So when you are using faith. Because by the time truth will come and do further work on your inside with God's laws. So God, first of all, you bring words to you to begin to bring forth good conscience. Good conscience is clean conscience. Good conscience, you call it good conscience in Timothy twice or three times. They call that thing called good conscience is what they call clean hands. In Psalm 24. Clean hands in 24. Also, they call that thing also clean in Psalm 15. Okay, Lord, who shall abide in the tabernacle? Who shall dwell in the holy heat? He that walketh uprightly. Walketh uprightly and walketh righteousness. Those are word. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes,
then when you walk righteously. He that walketh uprightly and walketh righteously. Those are clean hands. Those are good conscience. That's how you make conscience good. You walk uprightly. Those things that the word show to your heart. Faith, when you hear word, and faith rises in your heart. What is faith? Understanding. Faith is understanding.
Yes,
understanding of how to please God rises upon your heart. Understanding of how to please God. That is faith. Understanding. You see principle, commandments to please God. Because faith is commandment. Faith comes to you as a commandment. You see things you should do to please God. Things that you should make you to walk. Those things are responsible for action that you should take. That you should take. Or through understanding. You see. We walk by faith and not by sight. Your heart can see things you should take. Your heart can see it. And what you are seeing, when that thing comes, it will come with a lot of witness. And when you respond to it, they make your conscience good. You will walk uprightly.
Yes, sir.
And you are walk. When you do it, you walk in righteousness. Walk in righteousness means you walk righteousness. Because with hand, you walk. With clean hands.
Yes,
conscience. Become good. Joseph had the dream. Take your wife Mary for the child that's in her. Eh? It's a dream. Pow! He wanted to secretly leave her. Understanding has visited him. Pow! I would say he rose up. And then the same thing with Abraham.
Yes, sir.
He had a vision in the night. Leave your country, your father's house. He woke up and he checked. Because faith is of the heart. He checked his heart. Faith, ways are being put there. That's way. They just install way of response. When the man walked, W-A-L-K, walketh in the way he walketh uprightly, and he will walketh righteousness. To walk righteousness, when you walk righteousness, you will have clean hands. Clean hands is good conscience, because your conscience is a hand. My conscience is my hand in the spirit, because you use a hand to hold things. You hold righteousness, you hold judgment. Conscience, hold righteousness. What standard are aired by conscience? Standard are aired by conscience. Judgment are aired by conscience. And so faith, we give understanding. Hebrew 11 says, by faith we understand. Hebrew 11, 3, understand. So understanding of pleasing God. Not any understanding. It's not faith. If it's not tailored towards pleasing the Lord. If it's not tailored towards walking worthy of God. Or walking worthy of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's when you say, this is a word. Installation of the agency of the word. Agency of the word is to make my conscience good. Is to make my hands clean. Give us cleanse. No, don't move into pure heart. Because you cannot have pure heart without agency of the law. Which is truth, which is blood. Clean hands is operation of water. Ephesians chapter 5. Husband, love your wife as Christ, love the church, that you may wash up by the washing of the water, by the word. That you may wash up by the washing of the water, love her and give herself, that they might sanctify and cleanse it. Cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word. So what they are doing to this church is that they are sanctifying, that they may sanctify and cleanse it. This is to work. This is both the work or by my sanctifying cleanse, by the word. This is by the word. This sanctification is by the word. The word can cleanse, the word can sanctify. But it's not the sanctification of the truth, which is the law, or sanctification of the blood. So when you read the book of John, you sometimes, John chapter 16 and 17, you see, I sanctify by thy word. I sanctify them by thy name. I sanctify them by thy truth. So it's not talking about the same thing. So it's because sanctification, so just like you can have cleanse and sanctify by the word, you can also have cleanse and sanctify by the law.
Yes, sir.
The law can also sanctify a thing. The blood can also sanctify a thing and cleanse a thing. So, but the sanctification of the law is our sanctification of the word. And oftentimes in Christ, there also what they call sanctification of the spirit. That's where, when the life is sanctified. So when a man moves into sanctification of the spirit, is the pinnacle, is the end of the journey. That's when you have attained the spirit's life. It's the witness of the spirit on the sanctification. That means when the sanctification of the spirit is witnessing, this thing is separated fully by the spirit, by life. You confirm life on it. So sanctification of the spirit is both by the law, is the law of truth, but ultimately sanctification of the spirit is climaxing with what? With life. When a man has sanctification of the spirit, the life sets a thing apart. Just like a man can use word to sanctify a thing, you can use the law to sanctify a thing, you can use the life to set that thing apart. So you can see that the habitat were made by word, but creature, Adam and all the angels, they were agents of what? The word, the law, an agent of spirit. So the law has two things, covenants and testimony. The spirit as prophecy. It's a prophecy of a life that should be lived. Or the book. They call it the book of life. The book of prophecy is the book of life that must be lived, that they confine on you, and which is the seal of the works. So these two things is what make inhabitants superior their habitation. That's why the angel that left their first habitation, they didn't bother them. You left your first habitation, they reserved them into everlasting chain, because they felt that by leaving the habitation, they will be free. They don't know that the way God designed them, that you left the habitation does not mean you are free.
Yes, sir.
What tied to habitation is higher. Something is tied to your habitation. If you lie, leave your habitation. It's like a child that said, I don't like my father again. I became angry and left the house. What, Go away. What tie you to your abode is greater. Because you have other things. You have the law on your inside. And you have the book. That's why when it's Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The life there is what is true. The life, because the life the Father gave to the Son. And the Father have life in himself. He gave to the Son to have life in himself. And you know, the life the Father have in himself is a true life. So the Father cannot give the Son less life than the true life. But the life in the Son is a springboard into the fullness. No one can come into the Father. I think when you come to the world of the Father, you come into the world of life. Of true life that's in the Father. But they must use the word and the law to prepare you. Or they must use the law, the word, and the what? And the covenant and testimony. So that you can be ready for the Spirit, the supply of the Spirit, the supply of the Spirit. The supply of the Spirit is supply of life, the supply life, and supply the seal of the work. So today, what have we done today? We have done, by the help of the Spirit, to look at the new things of God, which are different from the former things from God that God used to make the heaven. Somebody say, does angel ask blood? Yes. Well, blood is not repigment. Blood is life. Blood is law of life. Blood is the law. Blood is just a substance that keeps things. Blood is the house of laws. That's what they use blood for. They just use the blood to house laws. That's why. They use the blood to house. Just that they use your body to house. The blood is a house. That's why they do blood work to check. Because that's why it's only for your blood to house malaria.
Yes, sir.
Your blood can house bacteria.
Yes, sir.
They can know what's wrong with your body by taking your blood. Your blood, even sometimes blood house your gene. It has your DNA. So blood is just a house. It's a vessel. That can hold things, that is keeping things. Blood keep records of things. Blood keep record of laws. Blood keep record of nature. Your nature. Your nature. Which is your essence is in the blood. Your essence. Because I say that, I call it likeness, your likeness. It's in a likeness. Who you are like. Your likeness is in your blood. It's your like, which is your essence. That's where your behavior is. And those things are in, those things, they download those things through thoughts and commandments. Thoughts, imaginations. Those are the things that the sons of God, Satan went to those to go and corrupt the imagination of the thought of their heart. When you read Romans chapter 1, you also see those things there. 2 Corinthians 10, also says, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalted is the knowledge of God, and bring unto every thought to the obedience of Christ. So when you read Romans 1, you'll find those things. Satan did not only corrupt the word. Satan did not only corrupt the word of God that framed man. He went into the loss of man. And eventually, as a Genesis 6, he came to fight the breath of life, which is the book, the inspiration.
Yes.
Inspiration.
Yes, sir.
That is inspiration, is the book.
Yes, sir.
The inspire. Inspired. Inspired. My spirit shall not strive with all this with man, for he that is also his flesh, yet his day. So, yeah, it's inspiration of life. Where inspiration of life means where, and inspiration also means fount, spring, where life was springing from. He went to go and corrupt it too. He strove with man. That breath of life is not oxygen. That breath of life is spirits that was running man. Running the soul. Ministration of the spirits. Ministration of righteousness. Ministration of glory. Those are agencies. Such trust are we through God. Those are things that make our New Testament. They are new. Not of letter, but of the spirits. the New Testament. It's just not of letter, but of spirit. For the spirit give a life. But the spirit give a life. They are clever, spirit give a life. They may have to many, we need to talk about those ministration. Ministration of righteousness. Ministration of what? Administration of death, a grave, and engraved in stone, which glory was so that the ministration of Israel could not, for which glory could not done away. How much more? Ministration of death, written and engraved in stone, much glorious that Israel could not severely behold the face of Moses, for the glory of that covenant, which glory was to be done away with. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be more rather glorious? For if the mission of the condemnation be glorious, much more does the mission of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which were made glorious, I have no glory in this respect, by reason of that glory that what I excel at. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more which remains glorious. Since then that we have such hope. It's this thing I'm still hope. Paul learned out everything about New Testament. Then later he zoomed back to the mirror. He was not, first of all, this administration is going to go through. I think you are going to go through first. You're going to go through the ministration of spirits,
yes, sir,
which is engraved. Then you're going to go through the ministration of righteousness. And then what's the last thing? Ministration of glory of spirits and righteousness. Mission of what? Spirits, righteousness. Who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of letter, but of the spirit. For letter clear, but the spirit give a life. For the mission of deaths, written and engraved in stone. Written and engraved. It's like that thing that I read for the book of for Exodus. The writing, the work, and the writing. Or the writing and the work of God. And the tables were the work of God. So the tables were the work of God. Because you can't write without a table. But that's not the end of the work of God. So the word of God begins the work of God. The writing of God must come upon the work of God. The works and the writing of God. The blood, that's writings. Prophecy is also a writing. Which is written in this book. So word is work. But there's the work alone, the works of his hand, but there's the work of writing.
Yes, sir.
There's a work of hand, but there's a work of writing, and work of writing and table the law and the book must continue. The hearing must continue. He said in the book of Revelation, written the hearing, the book of prophecy. Blessed is he that readeth and they that keep the word of this prophecy. And keep those things which are written therein. So the work and the writing of God. So the book, which is the spirits, you write spirits, which are written not with ink, but with the spirit. The spirit. Spirit. So you write with spirit. Ministration of spirit. The works and the writings of God. So the blood is a work and it's a writing.
Yes, sir.
The word is what? The word is a work. But when you move into the zoom of the law, it's both works and writing. Prophecy book is both works and writing. Writings. The law will give me to show us mercy. They talk about, because what we are carrying is also works and writing. Sin is a work. Sin is writing. In Jeremiah 17:1, which I read for us, The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. And with not only with pen, and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the tables of their heart and upon the arms of your altar. What is your altar? Your altar is your imagination. Altar is I. Your mind. Whereas their children remember their altar. And their roof by the green tree upon high places. The Lord will show us mercy.
Amen.
So when you move into the world of laws and you move into the world of books, so there's a book of the law, but it's different from the book of prophecy.
Yes, sir.
And there's the book of the law. That's why they are writings.
Yes, sir.
The law is a writing. Book of all of the law. In the book of the law are commandments of the covenant. and commandment of testimony. May the works of God and the writing of God be made tangible upon your soul. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeo Senior Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.